Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey folks, time for another In a Mississippi Minute. Steve Azar, grateful to be somewhere into your radio, your computers, your iPhones, etc., allowing me to spend this time with you. Always appreciative with my team at Super Talk as well. Wonderful folks. Speaking of wonderful folks, in Macon, Mississippi, they produce the catfish, Superior Catfish. There's catfish and there's Superior Catfish. Head on over to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. We have been together since time began with this radio show, almost heading into our eighth year. I'm a believer in visiting our Mississippi, celebrating every nook and cranny. It's a beautiful thing. All right, round, I don't know how many times, it's been 150 by now. I have seven or eight up here, but I'm sure that that's wrong. But he's a dear friend of mine now, and he is the guest today, an award-winning author, speaker, strategic business coach, and Benedictine Oblate, drawing on nearly 40 years of business experience and the wisdom of the Rule of Benedict. He incorporates the principles, strategic mindset, stability, community, excellence, and profound hospitality into actionable tools for success. As the author of the acclaimed books, including Sell Like a Monk, The Sweet Spot, Where Business Strategy, Positive Psychology, and Faith Principles Converge, and Ultimate Breakthrough Planning, and his upcoming book, More Thriving, Less Grumbling. I love that. More Thriving, Less Grumbling. His work empowers purpose-driven entrepreneurs, visionary leaders, and mission-focused organizations to achieve strategic growth and long-term success by fostering clarity, innovation, and strategic planning. He helps create cohesive teams, and that's important, elevate customer experiences, and align actions with values, So important. The approach leads to what else but thriving businesses and organizations that inspire and create impact. So let's get to it right now with my pal, the monk guy, Mike Farrell.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning there.
I was trying to count this up too. I don't know what number we're at either.
You're a repeat performance and always, always a wonderful one. It's good to see you. I see you got a little bit of allergies going today.
Yeah, we got everything starting to bloom here in South Dakota, and man, it's kicking my butt.
You know, Nashville being the place where we all sang and made our records for many years, I never had an allergy until I went there, and I was going, why is everybody sick here? You know, noses stopped up and all that, and the pollen count was crazy. It's because it's like in a bowl. It's, yeah. You got all these hills, and we're down in a valley, sort of. We had a lot of – they didn't think that through when they thought about recording and singers. Let me just tell you. I've been getting your newsletters. You can go to themonkguy.com, and you can sign up for newsletters. I get them every Wednesday. I have stockpiled them. And it's because it's been a little while since you and I have chatted. First of all, you and Randy Harrington and myself are planning to have our first transformation executive retreat at Pearl River Resort, Dancing Rabbit, at the end of July through the 1st of August. And I have not done one of these with you guys. Once you started talking about doing this, and I've done one with Randy by himself for the Alabama Credit Union before COVID happened, and then we had them sort of stacked up afterwards, and then COVID happened, and we just sort of,
sure,
you know, put it on the back burner. But when I met you, and then, because y'all both are really, really concerned about empathy, concerned about folks being hospitable and good to each other, and at the same time being very good at doing business.
Right.
And I couldn't help but put you guys together. Now, we're excited. The three of us are going to do this called Doing It Right Dash Now. So from your perspective, tell folks what it's going to be like.
Well, I'm calling this a transformational leadership experience. It's not a seminar. It's not a workshop. It's not a keynote speech. I mean, we're gonna get in and we're gonna dig in and go to work and really talk about how they can come out of that experience being better leaders, better fathers, better husbands, and better teammates with the people that they work with. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun because we're going to weave your music into it, along with these ancient monastic principles that I talk about, and then Randy's futuristic thinking and all mm-hmm. the tools that he's used. I think we're just going to have a great time with that. And obviously, I haven't been down to Pearl River and Dancing Rabbit yet. We're going to do that shortly, and we got a great venue for it.
If I hit it as many times as I did on day two the other day at Dancing Rabbit, it's going to be a long day. Day one was very good to me on the tougher Azaleas course. And day two on the course that I usually play really well, the Oaks, was a difficult day. So it owes me, I can tell you. I'm gonna try to get my money back on that one. But they're beautiful. It's just being there, especially when you stay at the clubhouse. Hanging out the deck and folks coming in from their rounds of golf and just the trees and the azaleas and the everything in bloom, and there's no mosquitoes like it is where I live. You know, it's sure. a beautiful, beautiful place. Big, great stretch of Mississippi. What visitmississippi.org is proud of, I can tell you.
Yep.
You and I are huge fans. We come out of March Madness and we go right into Masters Week. Rory finally won the green jacket. Now he's got the Grand Slam. He was on a roller coaster ride like I've never seen someone play. Usually you get into a little bit of a zone and you sort of live there. He was in and out of a zone, in and out of brilliant shots to stupid shots, right?
Yep.
Some of the stuff he was doing, I just didn't even understand it, and how he was able to survive it, you know, with that emotion at the end.
Right.
It said it all. When you posted this week, you talked about the Masters. Why did you include that? I know the word hospitality was sort of the centerpiece.
Right. Well, you know, obviously I had, you know, I didn't get much done over the weekend. I just watched Masters all weekend, and it's my favorite sports week of the year, and just truly enjoyed it and was so thrilled that Rory finally got it done. You know, being an Irishman, I'm kind of in his corner, so was pretty, you know, pretty thrilled that he got it done. And talk about resilience, man, I'll tell you, you know, you go from leading by two to down by one in the first two holes, and then you're up by four and you chunk one into the water on 13 and the wheels come off. So, yeah. And then you hit a shot like he hit on 15. And I mean, it was one of the most riveting final rounds of the Masters I've seen in my lifetime, maybe going back to 1986, watching Jack win for his sixth time, you know. And, but you know, what happened this time around was my wife, Ann has really gotten into golf and really gotten into the Masters. So she's digging up everything she can possibly find. We had to go to a Masters wine dinner on Wednesday night, and they do a big trivia thing. And so she's studying up on the trivia and all that kind of stuff. And so she comes across a Facebook post of a guy by the name of Jim James, who is the chief hospitality and club officer at Augusta National. Mm-hmm. And he was the one that was awarded the honor to present the green jacket to Fred Ridley, who then would present it to Rory. And it was just a fascinating story about him. And it really exhibited this whole idea of profound hospitality. What that means, you know, welcoming, showed him welcoming players. It showed him welcoming his team. It showed him the attention to detail and all of the little things that they do. At one point, I had a little clip where he's straightening a menu on a plate and, you know, those kinds of things, making sure everything is just perfect. And you could tell that he was really authentic. And one of the things that really struck me is he made the comment, I dance to work every day.
Wow.
I thought, now that is profound hospitality. That is really, really cool. So we have a connection to him here in Sioux Falls. And so I think you and I need to try and get him on the show and can have a chat with him.
I want to continue to talk about that on the other side of the break. I think when you dance to your job, you have a much better chance of treating people the way you're feeling on the way to work. So
Absolutely.
Let's take a quick break. TheMonkGuy.com is how you can follow this man's newsletter on Wednesdays. He travels the country, parts of the world, and makes businesses better using the Benedictine practices he so believes in. I believe in Superior Catfish as well, homegrown and produced right here in Mississippi. Go to SuperiorCatfish.com and visit Mississippi.org. Plan your road trip. Be proud of your Mississippi. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows
live and on demand.
Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app.
The Super Talk Mississippi app.
Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now
for free.
Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
At Watkins. Colleague John Waltz was arrested Friday and arraigned on kidnapping, unlawful imprisonment, assault, and other charges. Law enforcement sources say he and a business partner spent weeks torturing a third business partner from Italy. The pair allegedly took the victim's passport and electronic devices and demanded his Bitcoin password. When the Italian refused to comply, police say he was bound by his wrists, pistol whipped, and had a chainsaw used on his leg, was urinated on, and allegedly dangled off a set of stairs in the building. Police say after 17 days, the victim was able to escape. After Waltz was arrested, police say they found a treasure trove of evidence in his $30,000 a month rental, including Polaroid pictures of the victim being tortured. Authorities say Waltz is a big-name cryptocurrency trader from Kentucky with an estimated worth around $100 million. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Here we go. Love a Mississippi Minute with my pal, the Monk Guy, Mike Farrell. But the bottom line is, it only gets better when I get to see this man. He makes me feel good about my work and my day and a lot of other things in between my spiritual life. Really, really special man. Glad I've finally gotten to get to know him this past year in South Dakota in Sioux Falls. So I've been coming there for years and years, and this past year, we struck up a conversation, and the rest is history. Now we've had a lot of conversations on this show in front of you. Grateful for that. Grateful for Superior Catfish. You can go to store.superiorcatfish.com, and it's on your plate in no time. It'll come to your house. Next thing you know, it's in your skillet. Next thing you know, well, you know what comes next. And visit Mississippi.org. Mike, you're talking about hospitality, which brings me to the conversation of when golfers come off from playing around, sometimes it's not the best efforts, right? Shane Lowry, did you not see the interview? He goes, I love Rory, but I want to beat him. And it's not fair that you guys interview me after I finish like that. No other sport does this. You got to give me 30 minutes to cool down and da da da. And he just did not want to talk. He threw his mic down and left. The media has a way, especially with golfers, of putting things in their heads about past experiences that were horrific for them.
Right.
So that's why they have shrinks. They all have head doctors, and they've got to be able to take these questions and just basically answer them and get rid of them so it won't be on their minds. Obviously, Rory last year against Bryson DeChambeau misses a short putt. And by the way, that putt he missed had a little bit of a substantial amount of break, and the greens were fast at Pinehurst. Wasn't that easy of a putt.
No, not at all.
Regardless, he missed it. The rest is history. Now he's got match number two. It's like Balboa facing Apollo Creed, and he lights him up. Obviously, his journey there was a tough one. I was so worried that Rory was going to have to do an interview if he lost that to Justin Rose in the playoff. And what would they have asked him? So
right. He's
a second away from it not working out, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
One shot away from it not working out. What would have been? I mean,
that sounds like a new song, Steve.
Right. What would have been? They would have tortured him. They would have tortured him. And now the legacy, and he can't ever get it done. And just by him finishing finally, now it's the greatest thing in the world and da 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 da.
Right.
It's interesting how the word hospitality can flip in a second's notice because of something that's so close to failing.
Right.
Just really interesting. But I love the fact that you said the guy was dancing to work.
Yeah.
Now, everybody out there is listening going like, I wish that I could dance to work. I get an opportunity to dance to work. I love what I do. Even when things haven't been great in the business, I can say that I pretty much danced to work. When things weren't going great, there's something about writing a song or being creative or getting on stage and getting to touch the people and feel the people's emotions and hug them at the end of shows. It just made my day always better. I still live for it. I still love it like it was my first time. And I know I'm one of the fortunate ones, although it hadn't always been easy. And sometimes I know there'll be times in the future that won't be easy. And so I try to prepare myself mentally for all of that. It's hard sometimes to dance to your work and have a smile on your face. But the bottom line is he is able to take that, use that in his day. And there's only going to be one outcome, which is happiness for everybody.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, you think about that. He really is the type of situation where he wants to exude that to everybody that he touches. And now granted, the clip that was there was just a short clip, so you don't know what the whole day looks like, but
sure.
Certainly he has challenges just like all of us have challenges in our work. But if we can take that attitude that, hey, every day that we walk into work, we're dancing into work, that sets the stage for success. Even in difficult times, it sets the stage. I'm a little bit like you. I mean, I've had lots of challenges over the years, but when I get to get up in front of an audience and speak, or sit down and write a book, those kinds of things keep me dancing.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you use those principles. I know how much you talk about hospitality, and that's such a rather large emphasis on hospitality when you're talking about the Benedictine practices. And you do know that Mississippi is a hospitality state, right?
I do. Yeah, I've heard that from you a couple times.
Yeah, you're going to keep hearing it. You're going to keep hearing it. All right, so let's talk about the next thing that you talked about. I love this. From the principle of intention. That's not a word that you hear often. Tell me about that.
Well, intention is really doing things intentionally. And it's not just in our work. It's understanding that everything, that the way we think, that the way we act, that the way we do is with intention. It's something that we want to strive for. I don't think any of us are ever going to perfect it, because we always run into times where we do something maybe that we haven't really thought very well through, but we do it in a response to something. When you act through intention, when you exercise that principle of intention, you are proactive. You're doing it from a solid place that says, this is who I am. These are my values. This is my mission. And this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to intentionally do that.
Nice. The principle of strategic focus.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that, especially with AI revolutionary. It's revolutionizing industries, businesses.
Right.
It's jacking with our work a little bit, which I'm concerned a little bit about. A lot of our friends are concerned once they can, steal the emotion that we feel, and a computer can capture those feelings, then there may not be any use for us.
So authors are in the same boat.
yeah, I'm a little concerned about that. And I know music folks in our business, we're not the smartest people in the world. We've been known for sort of being leaning on Big Brother, which is the movie industry and the film industry, because you always feel like they'll have our backs. Well, they didn't have anybody's backs when it came to the streaming thing. They weren't prepared, like sure. The music business wasn't prepared. Let's take a quick break, and on the other side, we're going to continue to discuss that. We're with the Monk Guy. You can go to themonkguy.com, and you can receive his newsletter every Wednesday. He's got a couple thoughts that'll really get your hump day off to a bang when it comes to finishing your week off. And by the time you get to Thursday, you can live my song out. I don't have to be meet on Monday. And next thing you know, it's Monday. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of Monday, you can have Superior Catfish delivered to your door. Go to store.superiorcatfish.com. You know, you can also get it at Piggly Wiggly in Louisville if you're in Mississippi, Ocean Fresh in Tupelo, Tim's in Macon, where it's produced, Piggly Wiggly in Union, Oktibbeha County Co-op, Clay County Co-op. The list goes on and on. And visit Mississippi.org. Come on, baby. That's a song if you have ever heard one. And if you've ever left a blues trail marker in Liverpool, you'd know what I was talking about. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
$20,000 available for first-time home buyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Home Buyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time home buyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first served. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Listen and watch all your favorite Super Talk Mississippi shows
live and on demand.
Listen to tons of music. Plus, get the latest breaking news from across the state with the Super Talk Mississippi app.
The Super Talk Mississippi app.
Download the Super Talk app on your iPhone or Android device now for free. Just search Super Talk Mississippi in your app store on your mobile device to get everything Mississippi all in one place. The Super Talk Mississippi app. Get it now.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
You're my first morning light.
It's a trying day for me. I'm hoping you guys are feeling the love, hanging out with us on In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar. Appreciative for you listening. And very appreciative that I've learned to listen. I always felt like relationships, three most important things that you could ever do in your life. But that word listen is also key, very important. And I'm working on it, so bear with me. So listen to your loved ones, listen to your kids, listen to your folks. But of course, don't listen to your folks until you're old enough to be a parent and realize that they were always right. No. Okay. Superior Catfish, you can listen to that. Head on over to superiorcatfish.com. There's catfish, there's Superior Catfish, and the math always adds up to absolutely spectacular. And visit Mississippi.org. Plan a road trip to your Mississippi. Celebrate it and believe in it. It's hallowed ground. I'm telling you, I've been all over the world, and I can tell you one thing. I can't wait to get back on Mississippi soil. It matters that much to me. All right, themonkguy.com is another website you got to check out. You can have his newsletter delivered in the mornings on Wednesday morning. It's spectacular. It gets your work day off, maybe your day off with your family at home. Whatever it is, there's always great messages that just make me feel good. So let me read you one, and then we're going to talk about that.
So thought number one from the Monk guy, Mike Farrell, from the principle of stability. Lent is the season, so for your Catholics out there, so everybody else bear with us, that calls us to confront our failures and seek renewal through perseverance and grace. I love the word grace. In business, setbacks are inevitable, so everybody out there can relate. But true leadership is revealed in the willingness to rise and rebuild. In my own business, that's Mike's business, I've faced several setbacks and failures. But the key, are you able to regroup and continue forward? Learning from our mistakes and mishaps. Lent, for us Catholics, invites us to reflect on where we have fallen short in our work, relationships, or commitments, and to embrace these challenges not as signs of defeat, but as sacred opportunities for growth. Perseverance, rooted in steady discipline and trust in God's mercy, allows us to begin again, bringing new life to what once seemed lost. Okay, and it goes on and on. Now, I've got a confession to make, and I want you to talk about that further. The day after Ash Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
I was in a hotel, Gwen and I, and we were staying somewhere where they were had a little free goodies, and it was late night, and they were Skittles. And I had given up sweets. I'm going to ask for forgiveness from everybody that's listening. And I had given up sweets, and I couldn't go to sleep, and all I could think about was that bag of Skittles over there in the other room. And I went and got them, and I ate one at a time, and each one I was asking for forgiveness. And I spilt them in the bed, and I was like, oh, my God, I spilt them. So, Mike, I'm fumbling, finding them all. I think I got them all. I took the wrapper, and I was going to throw it in the trash can, but I said, she'll see it. So I bundled it up and kind of stuck it to the side of the bed, and I said, I'll deal with it in the morning. And then all of a sudden, Gwen wakes up. She goes, what have I been sleeping on? And there were smushed green Skittles. And she goes, you did not do that already. You broken. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I couldn't help it. So anyway, I just want you to know I need a lot of forgiveness. Just using the word Lent.
The good news is you had 39 days to recover. So
yeah. Well, I mean, I'm awful. I'm just awful. So let's talk about some of these things like setbacks. You know, when you look at the overall view of COVID, that was a huge setback for a lot of folks out there. And the fear, we were going into the world of unknown like we've never been, right? And so why don't you take this a little further? When you're writing this and you're thinking about that this morning and you want your businesses that you represent and all the folks that are following you, take us a little bit, delve a little deeper for me.
Sure. Well, I think the first thing is understanding this idea of stability. St. Benedict in the Rule talks about stability being grounded in one place. And he actually gives examples there about the different kinds of monks. And he talks about the monks that are gyrovags. And we live in a world of gyrovags today. Everybody's looking for grass greener on the other side of the hill. And that's what these monks did. They'd go to a monastery, they'd stay for a few weeks and decide, there's something better, and they'd move on to the next. The idea of stability is us grounded in one place and having those values that keep us there, that keep us to it. So that even when we face these failures and these setbacks and these kinds of things, we're grounded in where we are and who we are, and we're able to kind of regroup. And going back to the final round of the Masters, think of how many failures Rory had over the course of that 18 holes, and yet he was grounded. And for the first time, I think, that I've seen in his career, he was grounded enough in who he was and where he was and how he was going to do it that he was able to tie back into that and find that resilience to keep going and to hit the next great shot and to, you know, and think about missing the putt on 18 on regulation. And like, I mean, if you and I are sitting there, we've been through what he's been through, you know what the first thing is we're thinking is here we go again. But he's gotten to the point where he's really exercised this idea of stability and that he's grounded in who he is, what he wants to do, how he's going to play the game. And that whole aspect is really what we want to think about with this idea of stability and being able to, it helps us being able to overcome our failures, our setbacks. For me, it's faith, to be grounded in that faith, to realize that, you know, this is God's story. It's not mine. And I'm just living it out and doing the best I can, you know.
Let's talk about resilience, because that word was used a lot over the Masters. You heard Rory bring it up over and over, almost like his golf psychologist had been just basically pounding that in his head.
Absolutely.
Where it was coming out of him like it was the first time you ever heard it, right?
Yeah.
And of all the rounds, well, the four rounds he played, of all the competitions he's been in, that had to be the most resilient he would have ever had to have been to succeed. I don't even think he understood how resilient he was going to have to be, having that, you know, conversation the night before and the night before that. I mean, you were hearing it from after the first double bogeys he made after day one.
Right.
So interesting that that word was pushed to the limits, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about it, think back to his career. I don't think I've ever heard him utter that word. You know, and I've heard him say, and I remember after the U.S. Open at one point, a couple weeks later, he said, you know, if I can be in that position every Sunday, that's where I want to be. But he never really talks about having the resilience to overcome that failure until this time. And you know, he said that double bogey right out of the blocks got his mindset straightened out and got him back to this grounded thing that he had found that said, okay, I'm just going to go play the next hole and bounce back and away you go. And I loved when he hit the shot on 15, and he did it on Saturday as well. When he hit the shot on 15, he started walking after it. And as we were watching it before they even showed the ball in the air, Ann and I are watching it. And I said to her, I said, he just nailed that one. He is walking after it.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you know,
and he had to bend that thing a mile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just really, really remarkable. I got to tell you, that was and, you know, it shows you how many people are interested in the game of golf. Like we are, you and I. Before my show resident gig here in Greenville for Viking Cruise Line, the 400 people arrived and it ended right then. He made the putt in sudden death. And I went on the stage just welcoming everybody. And the first thing I said was, everybody, Rory McIlroy just won the Masters, and I'm telling you, three-fourths of the crowd cheered like they were ready. They were really wanting to know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And they were
right.
a little late getting to us because they were all watching on the ship before they came to land. So it was interesting because I think there are people like Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, these people that transcend, what's our girl basketball player? What's wrong with
Caitlin
me?
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, she is transcended her sport, and she's bringing somehow they have this it factor that draws in people from every walk of life, every age group, and you just call it it. They've got it. Let's take a quick break. The Monk Guy is my guest today, Mike Farrell, Superior Catfish, always, always the best. Go to superiorcatfish.com and visit mississippi.org. A shining place is waiting for you to come visit our Mississippi. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
$20,000 available for first-time homebuyers. Hey folks, Steve Azar here. Helping is the heart of our friends at Guaranty Bank. They offer programs like the Homebuyer Equity Leverage Partnership Grant that can assist qualified first-time homebuyers with up to $20,000 towards down payment and provide home ownership counseling to empower you on your journey. These funds are first come, first served. Learn more about this program and to apply now, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
Sign on the door says down home cooking.
Yeah, I'm hungry, but I can't eat.
Steve Azar here with the Monk Guy, Mike Farrell. Go to themonkguy.com, please, and follow him. And he'll give you great strategies, good feel-good things when you're starting your Wednesday off. I love that. I'm going to ask him why he chose Wednesday in a minute. But Superior Catfish, you can have it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And you can have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because you can have it with grits in the morning, or grits at lunch, or grits with dinner. Anyway, go to SuperiorCatfish.com. I hope I've made you hungry. And visit Mississippi.org. Plan a road trip to your Mississippi. Somewhere you hadn't been, even if you live in Mississippi. Like, you know, folks, we want folks coming in from afar. But folks, all of us that do live in Mississippi, you know, I like to go to Ocean Springs. I like to go to Tupelo. I like to go visit, you know, just all sorts of Jackson. I like to visit Meridian, all sorts of places in Mississippi. So you guys take advantage of that when you can and take your family on a road trip. All right, Mike, let's talk about this because I love the word value. And I want to ask you a question. So from the principles of excellence, employees today are seeking work that aligns with their values. Okay, I want to stay with me for a second, and provides meaning beyond financial compensation. Okay, what if their values don't align with each other?
Well, if their values don't align with each other, you've got disengagement. And disengagement today is a huge, huge problem in the workforce. You know, if you look at Gallup's numbers, 72% of the employees that work today are either disengaged or actively disengaged in their
job. What percent was that?
72%. Almost three quarters of the people that work today are disengaged in their work.
So what's going on then?
Well, again, I think employers, for the most part, have looked at this and said it's a lot of times we base it on compensation. We think, well, you heard the term, especially right after COVID, the Great Resignation. People were getting up and wow. Well, everybody assumed it was all about money. But when you really look at the results of all of these surveys, money is about number seven on the list. Number one and two on the list are, does their values match up with the values of the organization? And secondly, do they find meaning in their work? And do they feel like they matter? Those are the things that drive engagement. And when organizations and businesses can figure out how to do that, that's when they unlock the key. That's when they unlock this engagement. And when you start to see phenomenal innovation and creativity and curiosity and possibility and all of those things, because people embrace that and they want to come to work and do it.
What about the people that have been okay? First of all, work can be a nasty little four-letter word.
It can.
If you hate what you do. So why do people get stuck and feeling like that's the only option when they have, I always feel like everybody's got that thing that money will follow if they'll just take a chance, take a leap.
Yeah.
And am I wrong though? Is that realistic? Am I being
a lot of people, just simply can't do that. They, you know, I think, and I've worked with lots of employees and employee teams over the years, and you know, a lot of people just can't get beyond that hurdle that says, I'm just punching a clock here to get a paycheck, you know. And I think that those are the people that if you really, and what's interesting is when you begin to change some of the dynamics in those organizations, you begin to see significant change. There's a big corporation called Barry Waymiller, and Bob Chapman is the CEO of, or chairman now, I think, of that organization. And Bob has written a couple different books. He's got one called Everybody Matters. And it really talks about this transformation of organizations and businesses when you began to start making people feel like they matter, when you began to care about them. And then you see significant changes in the way that they're not just coming in and punching a time clock. You know, Bob was in a meeting in Wisconsin someplace at one point, and they were talking about some of the things that they had done in this meeting. And he asked the guy, what does it mean in your life? And the guy looked at him and said, I talk to my wife more. And he said, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know, when I don't come home, feel like I've been beaten up and I do 10 things right and one thing wrong. And the only thing that it gets hammered onto me is the one thing wrong. He said, I feel like a whipped puppy when I come home, and all I want to do is sit in front of the TV and watch TV, and my wife doesn't really want to participate in any conversation, you know. But he said, now I'm actively engaged. People want to know what I think. They want to know what I have to say. They want to know that I care about what I'm doing. And now I come home and I'm energized. Mm-hmm. And so it really is dramatic the way these things can happen in an organization, and that when you get people engaged through the fact that they find purpose, they find meaning, it aligns with their values, and they feel like somebody cares about them, mm-hmm. amazing things can happen.
Can't thank you enough, pal. You're the best.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Steve.
The Monk Guy, themonkguy.com, Mike Farrell. Check it out. Get your Wednesday newsletter. You're going to feel good about yourself. It'll get you through the week. Visit Mississippi.org gets me wherever I want to go. And when I go there in my home state, I'm always just grateful. Just so many blessings that we have here. I believe that we have hallowed ground here, man. We've changed the world. We're the birthplace of America's music. And that's the truth. Inspired every genre just about. Man, Superior Catfish, homegrown over there in Macon, Mississippi. They produce it right. Wonderful folks. You guys have a blessed weekend. Much love. I'm Steve Azar.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.